During the 1950s, Benny Goodman continued to tour, perform, and record, relaunching his bands and combos many times, and continued to commission new tunes and arrangements. He toured the Far East, toured Europe several times, and during the 50s, his classical music career took off. In 1955, the biographical film The Benny Goodman Story was released, starring Steve Allen. And at that time, some pretty good recordings by Goodman were released, successfully recreating his early hits. This hour, we begin with items from the astonishing collection of the Yale University Music Library, where a huge quantity of Goodman music and memorabilia now resides. In later years, Goodman had a strong association with Yale. He taught and conducted seminars there and received an honorary doctorate. Then, only months before his death in 1986, Benny arranged for the Yale Music Archive to receive his musical legacy. To that institution, he bequeathed 400 master tapes, along with the right to commercially issue the previously unreleased recordings. It was part of a huge quantity of memorabilia, some 5 truckloads of materials he donated, including his library of about 1,500 arrangements, 5,000 photographs, his scrapbooks, clippings, and his many awards. From that treasure trove, the best items have been issued on around a dozen compact discs. A couple of good examples are No Way to Stop It, a Goodman Orchestra in 1959, and a fine mid-50s sextet rendition of How High the Moon. Thank you. hot stuff. Two very fine examples of Goodman in the 1950s, and music issued from the Benny Goodman collection of the Yale University Music Library. How High the Moon, live at Basin Street in New York City in 1954, was a sextet with trumpeter Charlie Shavers and pianist Mel Powell, both frequent Goodman associates in those years, and No Way to Stop It was a 1959 big band.